Today's podcast is brought to you by Ordinary Vegan's organically grown pure CBD oil made from hemp. In 2019, a study of seniors found that 64% of seniors in the study rated their quality of life as good after using CBD oil from hemp, and that was up from 31%. And 61% of seniors who tried CBD also reported reduced pain. You can find Ordinary Vegan CBD capsules, tinctures, and pain cream at ordinaryvegan.net/shop.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to podcast number 72. Given the heightened worry and risk of contracting the novel coronavirus, today's podcast is dedicated to the single best thing you can do to avoid it. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, the blog, this podcast, and a large community of over 310,000 like-minded, compassionate people on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan to join us. I am also the author of the new cookbook, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, now available on Amazon. My single goal and passion is to help all of you live a long, happy, and healthy life. And I do that by advocating plant-based nutrition. I would like to take a minute to thank all of you who have pre-ordered my book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook. I so appreciate your support. You have no idea how much. So thank you, guys. Now let's get into it. I don't usually overreact to virus scares, but I think people all over the world have been experiencing more stress in recent years between climate change, politics, 24-hour news, and now the coronavirus. I am not an alarmist, but sometimes we need to be prepared for a disruption in our lives, like the novel coronavirus. And my job is to provide you with all and any information that I can to help protect you and keep you healthy. As of today, March 4th, the chances of contracting the novel coronavirus is very low, so please don't panic. But that doesn't mean we can't take precautions. First off, we are being flooded with new, unfamiliar words and phrases around this virus, so I thought I would take a minute about getting those terms straight. SARS-CoV-2 is the official name of the coronavirus that is spreading. COVID-19, COVID-19, is the disease it causes. Most media outlets use the term coronavirus to describe SARS-CoV-2. Coronaviruses are a family of viruses that cause illness ranging from the common cold to more severe diseases as the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as MERS-CoV, and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, known as SARS-CoV. We are also hearing the term novel coronavirus, which just means this virus is a new strain that has not been previously identified in humans. Coronaviruses are zoonotic, meaning they are transmitted between animals and people. SARS-CoV was transmitted from civet cats to humans, and MERS-CoV was transmitted from camels to humans. There are several known coronaviruses circulating in animals that have not yet infected humans. So, using the term coronavirus to refer to this dangerous viral strain is like saying bird when you mean a specific bird like sparrow. It is a very specific type of virus. You probably know this by now, but the coronavirus group is named for the spiky crown-like fringe that shrouds each viral particle, giving it a coronated appearance. Most coronaviruses tend to target the respiratory system. The new coronavirus, COVID-19, had a fatality rate of 2% 2 or 3 days ago. But now the World Health Organization has risen it to 3.4%. In comparison, in 2003, the SARS virus, severe acute respiratory syndrome outbreak, lasted about 6 months and had a fatality rate of over 9%. So a little over 2 months into the COVID-19 virus, the fatality rate is still less than one quarter that of SARS. So far, that is a good thing. According to the World Health Organization, the COVID-19 death rate increases with age. The virus is capable of moving directly from person to person through droplets produced by coughs or sneezes that travel through the air that can settle on doorknobs, subway poles, or touchscreens in supermarkets. The transmission of any contagious disease happens in other ways too, person to person contact, from kissing, touching, or having sex. The symptoms of this coronavirus is coughing, fever, and breathing difficulties, and it can cause pneumonia. In severe cases, it can cause organ failure. Right now, as many of you know, antibiotics are of no use. So here are the most important words I am going to say today. Recovery depends on the strength of the immune system. This is so important to remember because we can fight this virus by consuming lots of immune-boosting foods. I know there is a multitude of factors that are still unknown, but the single most important way to protect yourself is by strengthening your immune system so it is bulletproof. I want you to be a lean, mean, immune-boosting, disease-fighting machine. And that is what we're going to focus on today, bulletproofing your immune system, beginning right now with common foods with special immune-boosting properties. I recommend eating the foods we speak about today every day. First, stock up on citrus fruit. Citrus fruit can last a couple of weeks in the vegetable drawer in the refrigerator, and citrus fruit contains a potent antioxidant, vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of the biggest immune system boosters of all. In the body, it acts as an antioxidant, helping to protect the cells from the damage of free radicals. Vitamin C is an essential micronutrient for humans and one of the best ways you can protect your immune system. And the only way you can get vitamin C is from plants. Animal protein doesn't have vitamin C. Also, kale and red peppers are loaded with vitamin C. Fresh kale lasts about 5 days in the refrigerator in a refrigerator bag. By the way, don't wash it until you're ready to use it. Keep some frozen kale in your freezer. Red peppers can last sometimes up to 2 weeks in the crisper drawer in a refrigerator bag. Vitamin C is one of your best defenses against any flu. Study after study has shown that vitamin C is crucial for building immunity. In one scientific study, vitamin C was found to be up to 10 times more effective at stopping cancer cell growth than pharmaceuticals. The University of Maryland also recommends an antioxidant vitamin C-rich diet for respiratory health. So please find ways to include lots of citrus, kale, red peppers, and fruits like cantaloupe, kiwi fruit, mango, papaya, pineapple, watermelon, and strawberries in your diet to boost your immune system right now. You can get most of these fruits frozen, so stock up. And remember, whole foods are the best way to get your vitamin C, not through supplements. I have a vitamin C kale and citrus salad in my new cookbook, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook. So let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and prepare it. It is the perfect immune-fighting salad. All you need is 4 oranges, 4 cups of kale, ribs removed, cut in ribbons, 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts, 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of pure maple syrup. Here's what you do. Juice 2 to 3 oranges until you have 1/3 cup of juice. Peel and section the remaining oranges. Combine 1/3 cup of the orange juice, maple syrup, and vinegar in a food processor and process until smooth. Taste and season with some salt and fresh ground black pepper and add a little water if it's needed. Then heat the oven to 350 degrees. Spread the walnuts in a single layer on a baking sheet lined in parchment paper and roast those for 5 to 10 minutes, tossing the nuts occasionally to ensure even cooking. They are done when they appear a shade darker and smell toasty. Keep a close eye on them so they don't burn. Place the kale in a large bowl, add a small amount of the dressing, and massage the dressing into the kale for about 2 minutes to soften it, being careful not to overdress. Add the remaining orange segments and the toasted walnuts and drizzle with a little more dressing if needed. Season with fresh ground black pepper. That should serve 3 to 4, maybe. As I say in my book, when you are using only 5 ingredients, the best way to get lots of flavor is by building flavor for each ingredient. That is why I toast the nuts to bring out more flavor. Another easy way to enhance the flavor of the food you prepare is by adding fresh herbs or spices. The goal is to look at every technique of cooking that can take an ingredient to the next level. Then you don't need that many ingredients. Now, let's get back to superfoods to boost your immune system against the novel coronavirus. The next immune-boosting food I want to mention are blueberries. I know you've heard it before, but the humble, delicious little fruit called blueberries are an immune-boosting superfood. If you've been listening to my podcast, you probably remember studies that found that the combination of blueberries and red grapes can boost the immune system. If you're stuck home with the virus, snack on these all day. You can easily buy frozen blueberries, and you can buy fresh grapes and freeze them yourself. Just wash and dry the grapes, place them in a sealable freezer bag, and store them in the freezer. Or remove the grapes from the stems and place them in a single layer on a baking tray lined with parchment paper, and then freeze them until they're firm. Then you can transfer them to an airtight container and store them in the freezer. Spinach is also packed with numerous antioxidants that can increase the infection-fighting ability of our immune system. Make sure you have lots of frozen spinach in the freezer if you have to hunker down for a couple of weeks. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts also have high amounts of vitamin C. Fresh broccoli has a short shelf life of about 3 to 5 days, and make sure you don't wash it until you're ready to use it. But you can stock up on frozen broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Drink green tea throughout the day. Green tea is packed with flavonoids, and it is a good choice for lung health due to its high levels of quercetin. Quercetin acts like a natural antihistamine and slows down the release of histamines, and it reduces inflammation, and it protects the lungs from irritation. It also contains something called EGCG, which can also protect the lungs. Next is turmeric. Add turmeric to everything. Turmeric is a yellow spice and contains curcumin, which has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. There is also a growing amount of data from various studies that say curcumin can play a protective role in the lungs. the most common sign that you may be infected with the coronavirus are breathing problems, and the COVID-19's first port of call is the lungs. Also, add lots of garlic and ginger to your stir fries because they are both immune boosters. 2 tablespoons of hemp seeds every day. Hemp seeds are the perfect combination of omega-3 and 6 and have important immune regulatory functions. And the long chain omega-3 fatty acids also boost the immune system. Another immune boosting ingredient is elderberry. My dear friend Jackie, who has been involved in the natural foods industry since 1993, says that the elderberry is a mainstay in her arsenal during compromised times, and no one knows more about natural remedies than Jackie. She recommends adding the syrup to sparkling water and drink it during the day. She also likes to add ginger syrup to it, because ginger syrup is another antibacterial to help support the immune system. If you haven't already, limit or omit your consumption of saturated fat from meat and dairy. A food diet high in saturated fats begins to harm our immune system. Also, 80% of U.S. cows are injected with hormones to increase the meat production. Although more scientific evidence is needed, some believe high levels of hormones can cause problems in the human body, not to mention the other drugs used in food-producing animals. According to the World Health Organization, coronaviruses are zoonotic, as I said before, meaning, once again, they are transmitted between animals and humans, like the Ebola virus, E. coli, swine flu, avian influenza, and the current virus, COVID-19. They are all zoonotic viruses. According to Oxford Academic, the global emergency due to the new novel type of coronavirus highlights a paradigm of new emerging zoonotic diseases, meaning new diseases emerging from animals to human. So, this would probably be a good time to think about cutting back on consuming animal protein. Aside from building your immune system, other precautions I would like to mention is being prepared for a quarantine, which means a restriction of movement for individuals who have been exposed to the disease to see if they become sick. Have a plan and prepare for a coronavirus lockdown. Hopefully, it will never get to that, but you still might want to prepare for a couple of weeks of being cut off from going outside. It will be stressful and highly inconvenient, but preparing yourself can make it go easier and you'll feel safer because you have a plan. Preparation includes having some over-the-counter painkillers and decongestants on hand, but make sure you avoid medications that suppress the immune system, like cortisone and hydrocortisone that treats a variety of skin conditions. Smoking and drinking also weaken the immune system. I would also make sure that I had lots of non-perishable foods like frozen vegetables and fruits, also pasta, tomatoes, soups, and very important water. Also, household necessities like toothpaste, shampoo, and lots of soap. You might want to have some emergency cash on hand. And most importantly, medications. Make sure all your medications are refilled and up to date. If you want to be extra cautious, like I am about earthquakes, I have an emergency kit, which has a first aid kit, flashlights, an external battery for my cell phone, a change of clothes, and if you have animals, extra food for your animals too. If you work at or a family member works at a small business, especially restaurants, start thinking about what a month of reduced income would mean to you and prepare for that. Even if you're not under quarantine, school closures are one of the most likely effects of the virus spreading, so be prepared. having lots of indoor activities planned, and if you get stuck in, have online play dates for your children and continue to socialize with friends on FaceTime. It is crucial not to feel isolated. I know that hand sanitizer is flying off the shelves, but some hand sanitizer contain an antibiotic compound called triclosan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and some scientific studies say that triclosan can contribute to making bacteria resistant to antibiotics. So, using a hand sanitizer with triclosan may actually lower your resistance to disease by killing good bacteria. I recommend a natural and eco-friendly hand sanitizer. And, of course, washing your hands every chance you can with hot water for at least 20 seconds. If you end up in some kind of quarantine, high levels of stress hormones can lead to more inflammation in your body and can affect your immune system. So it is very important to practice some kind of calming techniques. Chronic stress exposes your body to stress hormones that can suppress the immune system, and stress can be managed, especially with meditation. I highly recommend Deepak Chopra's meditation, or I have friends who love the Calm app. My stress reliever is just to sit still for 10 minutes and breathe in for 4 beats, pause your breath for 4 beats, breathe out for 4 beats, pause your breath for 4 beats, and keep repeating. It is called square breathing, and it is so calming. I was at a spa where they taught that. They took our blood pressure and heart rate before we started the 4-part breathing, and then took our blood pressure and heart rate after 5 minutes of the 4-part breathing. And I couldn't believe how much my heart rate lowered and my blood pressure went down. I highly recommend this breathing for high stress. Also, if you can, avoid air travel, because flying can put extra strain on our immunity system. So, keep calm, wash your hands, avoid big crowds, and build up your immunity system, and you should be fine. Because even though we are at a troubling and confusing new stage of this virus, as we have learned today, there are ways to prepare and protect ourselves. And if you get the flu, don't freak out, because it probably isn't COVID-19. It's just the flu and can be treated like any other flu. Bed rest, lots of fluids, over-the-counter medications to get you through your discomfort. If you have a pre-existing condition and experience flu symptoms, you should see your doctor. Last but not least, have faith. Faith has got me through so much in my life. You know what they say, feed your faith and your fears will starve to death. This is a moment in time, not a lifetime, and we can get through it together. Thank you all so much for being here. I am very grateful for all of you. Go to ordinaryvegan.net for this week's show notes and for all my natural vegan CBD products made from hemp, and to Amazon to buy my new book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook. My number one goal is to help you live a long and high-quality life, and I hope today's podcast information increases your odds of achieving that. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.